You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who wanted to be in porn but didn't have the acting chops, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Welcome, folks. It's Act 3 of a Thursday night edition of Nightlight. Great to have you with me. We've had a lot of fun tonight so far. We've talked snowshoeing in hour one. We talked popcorn pick right before the news with James Runde, a Madison-based filmmaker and musician. We'll be back to James in just a moment. And the popcorn pick this week is Rock and Roll High School, a great pick from 1979 with the Ramones and PJ Souls. And just a really fun late 70s, early 80s style comedy, a great pick. Coming up at 7:20, my pal Sam Wargula will be here. He is a very funny and talented artist. He's a funny actor and an excellent musician, part of the band Radio for Pets that we've had on this show several times. And they're just they rock it. So we'll have Sam here in just a few minutes. Our question of the night is, do you remember what it is, Con?
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question.
That works.
Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Who is your favorite movie character from a Christmas or holiday film? I would say Buddy the Elf is solidly in, is our front runner. When you say
first
that,
place. Yeah. There's no other votes for the Sticky Bandits, but.
Or the Wet Bandits. Yeah. I thought Clark Griswold would be up there, but just a couple votes. So there you go. We've got a few more minutes with James here. Then Sam will be along. And lots of fun tonight. Con, what has been your favorite part of tonight's show?
Talking about my thermostat.
Yeah, all right. That's fair.
No.
I don't know if anybody else would say that was fair.
No, of course, it's always the popcorn pick of the week. It's always good to get a movie recommendation.
Absolutely. We should catalog these because I do forget them sometimes, but we need to do a better job of writing them down. Joining me now, again, for a few more minutes here, he's been very gracious with his time tonight, is our pal James Runde. He's been here before. You know him. You'll love him. Hey, what was that song you sent us, James? Has to close.
The night has to end.
The night has to end. That is everything closing time. That horrible song by that horrible band should have been. That was a great song.
Thanks. And I have to say, Aaron Scholes deserves a lot of the credit for that. He wrote that song, he wrote that. You know, that song is really kind of interesting, at least how we recorded it, because I played in this band with this really great Madison songwriter named Aaron Scholes, and he had a song with those chords and those, basically those lyrics. And we always used to practice, and then the band dissolved, and I was like, God, that song was great. You know, and I asked him for permission to play it. You know, and he's like, oh, yeah, man, I don't care. Like, it's not really being played. It's sitting around. You know what I mean? So we kind of developed it with my band, but he never got around to sending me the lyrics. So I had always just sort of sung my own lyrics based on my memory of it.
Oh, wow.
And so that's sort of like what that version is. And then when he heard it, when we recorded it and put it out, he was like, wow, I had, like, that is so different, but so much, so interesting to hear what, you know, you remembered versus what it actually is. But
do we still have that song, Con?
I would have to look.
Was it, say the title again, James?
The night has to end. Oh yeah, maybe put it, close out with that. There
absolutely. And make add it to the rotation.
Hey, I mean, John Lennon, Whatever Gets You Through the Night is doing great. I love that song.
Yeah, but you know, we always look for fun songs that kind of thematically sort of complement. Yeah, that could be a fun one to play us
out. I mean, you could also do a Ramones, you know.
Yeah.
That's another great one.
Well, you made a great choice. Let's talk. What are you working on?
I was going to go with The Godfather of Green Bay, to be honest with you. But
we missed you.
The popcorn pick because I know, man.
We missed you a couple weeks ago.
You don't know how I was like sick to my stomach because I was like so had that on my thing and just spaced it the night of and went, got sucked into my dad taking me to my cousin's basketball game. And then by the time I realized like that the showing, you know what I mean? I was like, oh my God. And I also had my nights mixed up. It's been a long, long month.
I'm really glad I sent you a text to remind you about this.
I know you did. Multiple. I know.
And let me ask you this. Was it. When you went to your cousin's basketball game, was Lauren Holly in that?
No, you know, when you're rubbing it in here, Pete,
we'll do it again.
Hey, well, can you let us know how we can access Godfather Green Bay?
Is yeah. Amazon Prime, Tubi, okay. Probably a couple other outlets.
Really,
too,
Tubi.
I usually watch it every night and I still can't find the. That'd be weird. tell us where we can find your very funny short film, one of my favorite short films of all time, White and Lazy. I know I bring it up every time you're here and you just do what you just did, but it's so Madison. Okay. And it's such a great film.
I'm proud of it. I just feel like I got to come up with something better. I feel like I've just been riding the coattails of that movie for way too long, but no, it is available on YouTube, to be honest. That's probably the best way to watch it.
Okay.
Just actually, Google. You know, it's been. Yeah, just Google it. It's
White
free,
and Lazy. Okay.
You know?
Check it out.
It's actually kind of remarkable that what am I saying? It should definitely be free. Who would pay to see that? I was about to say it's remarkable.
$20.
It's free. It's not remarkable. It's very, yeah, $20 to see a 10-minute short.
Great stuff. Check that out, folks. It's very funny. It's very college and very Madison. Just a really, really solid film. Before we let you go, James, I want to ask you about a couple movies, but you're also working on something on a Super 8, an avant-garde Super 8 type dealio. What's that all about? Is this the photo one?
No. Okay. My God, man. But that one is work. That one's always progressing. It's just like, that's like my Sisyphusian rock. That's going to eventually boulder get, you know, shoved up the hill someday.
Yeah.
It will happen, the photo one. But no, this is just one to keep my name relevant because I realize I'm, you know, I've undertaken this like duplex project. And that's, I guess, quite predictably zapped a lot of my time.
Yeah.
What I was getting into, you know. So I haven't had as much time to put into that, the photography film, which I'm so high on. And I have a buddy that's now sort of producing that. So I think that'll start to show more promise. But no, this avant-garde film is a ton of found footage of Super 8 but also Super 8 I shot myself, and it's kind of intermingled, and it's only going to be about maybe 5 or 7 minutes. I haven't quite decided on the final runtime, but it's kind of like dream logic, and it has a lot of interesting soundscapes and a lot of interesting shots and old footage, archival footage from like kind of like Madison area, Devil's Lakey, Driftless area from even as far back as the 40s. Just kind of nice. In home movies I've sort of bought from garage sales over the years and stuff like that.
I love that. That's so great. What are you, binge watching anything, or have you seen another movie, James, any of the new stuff that's out? Or I just went on a kick where I was watching a lot of the 70s, like 3 Days of the Condor, Boys from Brazil.
Oh yeah.
And that was kind of fun. But what are you into these days?
3 Days of the Condor is great. So right now I'm actually going back and rewatching The Sopranos. Mm. Well, I had a spotty watching of it. I've only seen like scattering of episodes. So I'm kind of like doing my first full like proper watch of The Sopranos. So that's cool. And it's great. It reminds me of, I grew up in the time when that was set. I was like in kind of like grade school and middle school around that time, so it's interesting to see a time, you know, when you were that age to kind of be portrayed back.
Definitely,
you know, especially versus now, because you just think about how much the world has changed in really not that much time, like the 2000s, you know,
for sure. Absolutely.
So it's kind of, it almost feels like a novel, like a almost kind of quaint to rewatch The Sopranos right now.
I just did that too. I watched it for the first time all the way through probably 4 years ago. And I love, some people call it the greatest TV show of all time. There are certain shows, and the new Landman is like this, where they cut to one element of the story or characters and I have no interest and I want to throw something at my TV. And with The Sopranos, it's the mom and the sister. And then with Landman, I don't know if you watched Landman, but the wife and the daughter, like I like all the oil stuff and, you know, I don't know, but it's interesting. Mm-hmm.
I don't watch Landman. Yeah, I hear your angle for the wife and the daughter, but part of me is so interested in the wife because she's such an, you know, like kind of infuriating character, like kind of figuring out what makes her tick is,
yeah,
you know, I don't know. It kind of,
not Felicity Huffman, Tony's mom.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yes. 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 Yes.
She's really annoying, and she's great. Yes, that's how she's supposed to be.
Yes. 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 I was gonna say. I thought you meant his wife. I was like, oh no, she's great.
Yeah.
Like her whole. I mean. Yeah. Anyway. No. Speaking of the 70s, I was one movie I went back that I want to plug is and rewatched recently is The Landlord, Hal Ashby. And I don't know if you've seen that movie, but I guess maybe because it relates kind of to my life right now, I went back and watched it. It was shocking how relevant I feel like it is, even though it was made in 1970. And it's also one other aspect of that movie that I want to call out that I think maybe is hard for just like, you know, your casual movie, you know, somebody who doesn't maybe know a ton about how the sausage is made in terms of movies, you know, somebody that's, you know, loves movies, but maybe has never been on the other side of the camera. You know, something about The Landlord and the films of Hal Ashby is he started as an editor.
Yeah.
And I think that makes a huge difference. And you can tell that those films have an approach to editing and storytelling that is really fresh and exciting. And the cuts and the scene transitions are really novel. And it just makes the movie feel way less predictable than I feel like most of the movies of today kind of are. And I think that's kind of can be said for a lot of, you know, films that are made by people who started off, you know, Joel Cohen started as an editor too. Okay. And I think that kind of shows in the Coen brothers movies. They're very tightly edited.
Yeah.
Dude,
this was fun. Terry Barr on the stream says great popcorn pick, James. So there you go. You got a voucher, which is always nice.
Hey, there we go.
You're not
Vince Lombardi high. You know what I mean? Insider.
So this is awesome, and we found your song, The Night Has to End. We're going to play that we go to a commercial break. Not that you want to stick around for that because you know it intimately, but thank you so much for being on the show again. You're always fun to talk to, and a great popcorn pick in Rock and Roll High School. Love it, man. Have a great good luck with your project.
Thanks, man. Yeah. And I'm going to watch Godfather of Green Bay on Tubi tonight.
Wow.
That's the runner-up popcorn pick.
That was recently voted by Ranker the best movie to watch alone at night. great stuff, buddy. We'll talk soon, cool, and thanks again.
Yeah, thanks, Pete. Thanks, right. Conrad. Yep, take care.
James Runday, folks. Landman is just one of those shows I can't... Did you watch the first season, Conrad? Have you seen any of it?
That's just not my type of TV, I would say.
It's like, I don't want to sound like I'm like, the wife is played by Ollie Larder, who's a good actor, and the daughter, and they're both like just these, when they cut to that part of the story, I just have no interest. Like, she's just kind of crazy, the wife, and the daughter is just trying to date football players, and it's just like, okay, what is it? Because the interesting part is the oil part, and Billy Bob Thornton kind of pontificating, although he gets kind of old, and sometimes they have like they'll do a sex scene. And Billy Bob Thornton, no, we don't need to see that. And they had this, whatever. I don't know. I'd be very curious to see what people think of Landman. It's not like I don't like it. I don't know. But let's hear some of this song. We're coming right back, folks. Sam Wargula is in the studio. Coming up next, here is The Night Has to End by our guest, James, who made the popcorn pick of the week. We're coming right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. Trust in me when I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight. Great to have you with me, folks. Mark from Prairie du Sac in the 608 says, one half unsweetened cranberry juice, one half pomegranate juice tastes quite similar to red wine. Is he referring to our ad for Sturgeon Spirits?
I thought also it could be because James said he likes to have red wine while watching a black and white film, too.
Either way, it's a very relevant text. Thank you, Mark. Michael from the 608 says, yeah, hey, guys, my favorite Christmas movie character is kind of random, but it's Carol Kane playing the Ghost of Christmas Present in the movie Scrooged with Bill Murray, 1988. That's our first woman character, by the way, I think. So that's great. Thank you, Michael. He says, she is a riot in that film, but she always has been. I remember watching her in Taxi with my pops when I was a kid. A national treasure, no doubt. Thank you, Michael. Great stuff. We've got a few more texts to get to, but right now we've got a guest in studio who he's been on the show before, but tonight he also makes his debut as our Nightlight Window Fun contestant. And I will post those photos very shortly to Facebook. He joins us here. He's a very talented musician and a very funny actor and comedian. And he's one of my Marinette homies.
Go on. A few more.
I could keep going.
At least three more.
We don't
things.
Have that much time, though, Sam. I don't want to eat into here. I know you got stuff to say. Sam Morgula, how you doing, buddy?
I'm fantastic. This is. I'm glad I just agreed. I was like on a limb to say, yeah, I'll come. Let's do it. And I want to do it in person because I don't know. I'm getting too old. I can't do. I'm like looking at the dumb phones in stores now, and I'm like, that looks good. Get rid of these apps, just calling, texting, that's it. I don't like, and so like I gotta be face to face. There's nothing about doing like screen stuff that
this
interests
is much better.
Me. Yeah.
Absolutely. And yeah. I was like, you don't have to come down. You can do it on the stream and your response I told Conrad is you said, what else do I have to do?
Yeah.
Like, all right.
Yeah. It's good. Yeah.
Absolutely, come down.
Honestly, I had a little bit of work to do in Kakana, and I was like, I'm just going to rope that in.
Oh, sweet.
10 minutes there, whip right out here.
Oh, I love
it. Had some wings at Hagemeister, had a beer before this. So I'm like,
and
ready
we were
to
just,
go.
If we could get a shout out for Marinette in, we were just talking about one of our favorite restaurants in Marinette, Blue Bike Burrito.
Shout out.
Our friend Sam, your namesake, namesake, but you share the same.
I think she's older than me. So, like, I would be named after her in some way.
Sam has created that great, I call it Sam sauce. It's the burrito. You've got the, it's the jalapeno. It's all smashed up. It's jalapeno sauce. And she created it.
The jalapeno sauce.
Oh, it's good.
You're talking about the salsa that they have? The hot salsa? Or the
Salsa? Maybe they call it that. No, this is like underneath. You have to ask
for it. This is the salsa verde, I think you're talking
about. The secret. Yeah,
the
it does
green
look
sauce.
Like, yes, but it's kind of darker.
They still have that? They just hide it from me?
Well, there have been a couple times I've gone in there and I'll say, and some Sam sauce, please. And she'll go, Pete, you're not going to believe this. We're out of it.
No kidding.
Like, what?
I'm going to see her tomorrow. I'm going to mention that.
Mention the Sam sauce.
Do you know,
it is so good.
So I'm self-employed. My business shares a wall with Blue Bike.
I did know that.
And it's so hard to exist every day when they're cooking. You can smell it. And it's like, I can almost always tell, like, what are they cooking, too?
Yeah.
Like, oh, there's the steak coming. Okay, they're making salsa now through the wall because the wall is so thin. And, like, speaking of Sam, she just bought the building, too. So she's my new landlord.
Oh, no. Really?
Which is kind of funny. Yeah. So
I hope things go well there.
Yeah.
She can be kind of a tyrant as far as I'm. And what is your business?
So I basically sell and install, like, blinds and drapes.
Okay.
It's no kid's little dream, but I realized, or little
people
kid's
need
dream.
Privacy, Sam.
Yeah. I realized real quick when doing it, that I like being self-employed so much. I feel like I barely work and not having healthcare is kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
But, other than that,
but you eat healthy cause you go to Blue Bike.
I eat healthy. I work out.
Do you ever work something out with Sam where she could come over and go, I need some drapes? Not two to three times a week.
I do that with my friends.
Okay.
I mean, I still got a friend that owes me quite a bit of money because I gave him blinds for his house. But because he's my friend, I'm not going to ask for it. But he's just going to, Justin, if you're watching, he knows he's going to make it up for me in my house with flooring. So, like.
Wow. Okay. So that's a nice exchange there. So that's fantastic. Well, my Marinette brethren is here tonight. We'll probably have to do the news first. Then I want to hear about, you got a new comedy thing you're doing in Marinette, and I love this. But how did Christmas by the Bay go? I want to give a shout out to the theater on the Bay in Marinette, a beautiful space. They do great work. You guys do some fantastic plays. You're hilarious in them. But how did Christmas by the Bay
go this week? It was fantastic. So this is my fourth year doing Christmas by the Bay, and the past 3 years I've been a musician in there. And so they and it's always great. It's always really sold out because it's singers, it's dancing. There's a lot of kids, which is great. Yeah. I'm a sucker for working with kids because they're better than adults, and dogs are better than kids. So like dogs, kids, adults.
It's a hierarchy.
In that order. And this year they wanted to do something a little bit different than just singing and dancing. They wanted to do like Bing Crosby at Home. And so they thought of my name. Oh, wow. And I was like, well, of course. It's my favorite show of the year. It sells out like crazy. And it's just a fun free time because the dancers, Heather Olson, shout out to Heather Olson, First Street Academy Dance in Menominee, does a fantastic job. Yeah. There's nothing like that in the area. And I wanted to do it, so I said, yes, I'll be the Bing Crosby. And then it kind of came into it where like my comedy group, they hired my comedy group to write Christmas by the Bay, all the at-home skits. So we had about 8 different little scenes, and we wrote like overarching story for the whole show. And it was absolutely fantastic. Really weird to get paid for something like that. Judging from where we came from a year when I started doing this comedy thing to now, it's like, oh, now we got paid. If you had talked to me a year ago that I would be getting a check for doing this, I would be like, no, are you kidding me? Do you remember your first paycheck for doing comedy?
Yeah, I couldn't believe people were paying me to do it.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And I don't think they could either. Hi-oh! And so, all right, real quick, we're going to do the news, and then we'll come back, and Sam is going to tell us, you'll tell us about this comedy group. I need a Radio for Pets update, because you guys are fantastic.
Thanks so much.
And then we'll do, we'll just see what happens. Maybe we'll even talk about Salsa Verde again. I don't know. Sam Wargula is here in the studio, folks. We are coming right back after the news. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Schwabba, this is Nightlight. John Murray in the 608 says, evening, gentlemen. Great show as usual. Just love the program. Thank you, John. He says, my fave actor on a Christmas movie is Mary, George Bailey's wife. Had a crush on her that started when I was about 8 years old. For whatever reason, she was the one. She's the one that got away, John. I'm sorry to hear that. But you're a little young for her. But yeah, she was great. Hey, Con, I'm spacing. Can you Google who played... Do you know in It's a Wonderful Life, Sam?
I'm not
Gloria Swanson. Find out who played. She's like an icon, and I can't think of her name.
Who played who?
Mary in...
Donna Reed.
Donna Reed, yes. Yes, she was gorgeous. John says, is it because you have a daughter, Peter? And he says, I feel the same way. He's referring to Landman. And I do have a daughter, but I... Like, she's nothing like my daughter, but I think it's just... I don't know what it is, John. I just don't like the characters. They're obnoxious. I don't know. Sam doesn't watch Landman. He's laughing at me. Sam Wargula is here. He is my Marinette homie, a very funny, talented actor and musician, part of the band Radio for Pets. Can we get a quick Radio for Pets update, Sam?
Oh, yeah.
How are things going?
We just finished. So we have a full-length album. Completely different from what we've already recorded. We have 12 songs that we've just finished tracking. And so we're in between the mixing and we're in the mixing stage now. So everything is laid out. I have rough versions of them, but they're not mixed. And we're hoping to have that out and done spring, like March, April. We're also playing a show in Eau Claire Saturday night.
How do you get a gig in Eau Claire for Marinette? That's a long drive.
I don't know. It's so long. People ask. We're at that stage where like we don't really go seeking shows.
Yeah.
So people kind of ask us all the time. And we have a homie out there from this is a deep cut for anyone that's like Marinette Menominee, like old musicianship. Well, there was a famous band in Menominee of high schoolers called Fedge.
Amazing. When was that?
Amazing punk band. This was like 2008. Back when I was in high school, and they played all the time, and they won like Battle of the Bands like 2 years in a row. They were incredible, and I believe one of the guys from Fedge, Jeff, who was named after backwards, right? is in Eau Claire. And if I remember right, he's our contact in Eau Claire for a couple of these shows. If I remember right, I don't know if he's playing with this show with us or not. I have no clue. But we know so many random people now that have like flown the coop and they've gone elsewhere. There's another friend of mine out in Eau Claire, Brady Kamichek, who we're playing with one of his bands out there. I wish I knew it off the top of my head, but.
Wow, that sounds fun. If I had a band and I used my name backwards, it would be Etep.
Etep.
So it's not really Celtic. That's Fedge
like,
is cool.
That's like Celtic woman, but lame.
Right. Mine would be Darnock.
Darnock is like some 80s sci-fi film.
Darnock.
It's like a planet in Xanadu or
you
whatever.
You would never have to stop asking, what does that mean? Like, I mean, even Fedge, but yours would be Moss. Like,
yeah.
No Moss or, no, Moss is more, right?
Yeah. Moss would be, I feel like I would get canceled if I actually made a band named Moss.
Oh, that's the best name ever because they start yelling your name and you think
that's
it's an
true.
Encore.
That's
you
true.
You get confused. Are they yelling the band name or are they?
I could just keep playing songs. Just, the set never ends.
Yeah.
The, everyone always wants more.
So, all right. So tell me what is going on. You've got this great comedy. I love that you're doing this. Sketch comedy in Marinette, Wisconsin, because there are not a lot of groups like that
in
towns the size of Marinette Menominee. Am I right about that?
Entirely. So, I came back to Marinette. I lived in Los Angeles for like 6 years.
Oh, that's right.
And I came back. I lived in Hollywood. And I came back to Marinette. I chose to come back in 2020.
Yeah,
and
Hollywood didn't tell you to leave town.
Like, no,
of course you chose.
I actually just ran away, and LA was the only place I could go because my brother lived there. I was like one of the only people. This is actually a funny story. I was one of the only people who I felt like moved to LA for no reason.
Oh,
and like
really
I on a whim one day I was super super bored, and I live and my brother and I would go to Groundlings Theater all the time. I loved it. Oh my God, one of my favorite things in LA. I will go anytime I can. But I was so bored that it turns out I realized you could audition for Groundlings for free. So I did that one day on a whim, and I was in the audition room for like their school. And I was the only person there who had no resume or any headshot. And they're like, what are you doing here? Everyone else has like, oh, I was in this. I do this community theater. I was like, I've never done theater before in my life at this point in time.
I love this story.
And I was just like, I auditioned. And I was like, they're like, why are you here? And I was like, I got nothing else to do on a Wednesday night, man. This is 2 hours. I don't want
to
go home.
What else am I supposed to do?
I just went through like a bad breakup. And I was like, last thing I want to do is go home.
Yeah.
So like, I'm just going to do this and then go drink at the bar. And like,
oh,
and
so
they were
great.
Like, oh, you, and I got an email later that was like, yeah, you made it. You can join, but pay us $4,000 or whatever. Yeah. I was like, nah.
That's
I'm
the
good.
Rub.
I'll still go to the shows.
You're like,
the Groundlings.
So I'm good enough for me to give you $4,000 every month?
right. And I would have loved it. I really feel like kind of like regret it a little bit, but not really. At that time, I didn't have the money.
It is money. I mean, and I didn't mean to denigrate. Like, you know, they have to accept you. You have to be good enough to at least. So it is a cool thing that happened for you. But so now you're doing kind of the same thing. And Marinette, you're in all the shows at Theater on the Bay. You're so funny in those. What is your venture there with comedy? Is it sketch? Is it improv?
Yeah. So it's so hard to describe because it's closer to one of the tentpole shows that I kind of tell people what it's like. Most people have no idea what I'm talking about. You might actually know because your good friend, Tom Lennon, was a regular on the Taylor Tomlinson show after midnight.
Yeah.
So that is like, we're like 50% after midnight. So like buzz in with your funny stuff because like in the area of Marinette Menominee, one of my goals was there's not a whole lot of comedians. There's not a whole lot of people that can just like tell jokes. I can barely do that. Like I got accepted into the Groundlings school, but I didn't like go through it.
Right.
I can't improv in front of people for 2 hours. You know, I can't do that.
Most really good improvers can't do that.
Yeah,
that's a tall order.
Right.
Yeah.
So like my whole thing was like, how do we get comedy going in an area where it feels like it's ripe? It's ready to go.
Yeah.
There's none of it happening. There's one guy that I know that kind of goes through the area named Bub Ellison, and he's great, but there's not a whole lot of, there's nothing else happening that's like regular. And the theater was kind of looking at it, and I had a little bit of a reputation through the theater of being like the funny guy.
Yeah.
And so I was like, you know what? It's time, but how do I make this show that works? So I was like, let's make it sort of sketch, sort of improv, kind of buzz in and be funny kind of thing. And so I pulled together a group of, there's somewhere between 8 and 12 of us, kind of changes depending on the meeting, that like put the show together. And the goal is every show is different. So we put people through like mini games and some of them are buzzing and a lot of it's weird and a lot of it is like audience participation in our test show. And your daughter, for the audience who doesn't know, Kate, Pete's daughter was in our like focus group test show.
Yeah, she was
one of three contestants. She actually won the show.
That's hilarious.
But it was very, very fun. It was a very, very fun time. And we're having our second show on February 13th.
Where is that going to be?
At the Spirit House in Menominee.
Oh, that's a great space.
Oh, it's my favorite. Absolutely.
I mean,
my
I love what they did. It's an old
funeral home. And April, who runs the Spirit House, shout out to April, absolutely crushes it. Every single event that they have there, it sells out like gangbusters. If you can fit maybe 70 people in that room, if you're shoulder to shoulder, which is just about right. And we've talked about other venues and like where could we go, like River's Edge, this restaurant, or Embers, or even at the theater. And it's just like, no, I like, we get one, we really want to have alcohol.
Yeah.
And like two, I like what the Spirit House brings.
That's so funny.
So it's
that's a great space though. 70 people or 60, just keeping it small and intimate.
There's been very few things that I've seen, like events that they have there that don't just sell out. Like,
I will say, Sam, one of my regrets, and I love Marinette. I love living there. It's a very easy place to live. The people are wonderful, but I wish there was more stuff like that to do.
Yes.
And I say that having missed Christmas on the Bay, which is a great event, but I just get so focused and then sometimes I don't want to leave the house or whatever, but I love that you're doing that there.
Yeah, I would say that picture is great.
All right, if you're watching on the stream, that's my daughter, Kate, who is playing a waitress in, that was Clue.
She was playing the maid, yeah.
Or the maid.
She was playing the French maid in Clue and I was playing Mr. Green. And that was a scene where we got scared and I jumped into her arms.
You jumped into her arms.
And we had this look. And it's a famous photo that's up at the theater now.
That's great.
They printed it out. I'm like really close to stealing it every time I'm there.
I'm going to send Kate a link to this because she's has the flu in her dorm room right now. She'll love to see that. Terry Barr listening says, time to take the band around the states, Sam. Thanks to Pete for introducing us. That's Terry Barr.
Yeah.
From
Bar Band Fridays.
Radio. Yeah, Bar Band Fridays.
We got to connect.
She's a big fan as well. So, we're all fans here at Civic Media of Radio for Pets. So, all right. So you're having your first show in February at the Spirit House.
Yes.
You guys have a website or anything?
We have a Facebook. We're called, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
We're called Please Laugh.
Okay.
Which we're very excited about.
Nothing wrong with a little pandering.
You know, we got it from that old Jeb Bush meme where he was in this talk down in Florida,
yeah.
And the audience, like, he said a joke, and the audience was dead silent, and then he goes, please clap. It's a famous, like, little thing, and I was like, what if we just did the same thing but laugh? And it works on so many levels, because we're not necessarily comedians. It might be funny. It might not be funny. Who knows? So we're super excited. I love the name so much. We have a lot of weird merch. Actually, I think I have a gift for you. I'll see if I can find it.
You got a gift for me?
I'll see if I can find it in the break. I think I left it in my jacket.
Okay.
But yeah.
There's no payola going on here or anything. He didn't bribe his way into the show, Conrad. So you don't need to go run back to everybody at Civic Media and go, check out what Schwab is running down here.
He's getting buttons.
it's a button.
It's a button.
As long as you didn't spend too much, Sam. All right, Sam Wargula is my guest. He is part of Radio for Pets, a great band. Where can people find your music?
Oh, boy. You can find, I believe we have 5 songs that you can find pretty much anywhere that you can find music. We're called Radio for Pets. And just be looking for us early next spring.
You guys sing that song I like so much, Come On, Feel the Noise.
Yeah, yeah, that's us. That's us. We also have Sweet Emotion.
Wait a minute, it's not. I was trying to do a little improv thing there with you.
See, I can't do it. I can't.
Good luck, Sam. No. So you said you had a game you wanted to play here.
Oh, boy.
What is this? Are you going to try to stump me or is this a...
I have a couple of ideas. How much of an actor are you feeling right now? Do you want to do just...
I'm always ready to go, buddy. Sometimes I'm on my way to the parking garage. Someone will stop me in the street and go, all right, act off.
Let's start with an easy one. Can we get Conrad in on this?
Yeah.
Conrad, you want to play a game?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to give you...
He's begging for someone to...
This is almost word for word.
Ask him a question.
Some of these examples that we have are exactly ripped from our first episode, our first performance at the Spirit House. Okay, we're going to do a couple of these. We only got a little bit of time. So I'll give you an easy one to start. First person to answer with the correction... wins the point, right? So basically, I'm going to tell you a famous quote.
Okay.
Correct the quote.
Okay.
One small step for Mennonites, one giant leap for mankind.
So
one small step for man?
Man, yeah, correct. next.
But were we supposed to ding in like
ding in? Yeah, if you want. Oh, yeah, yeah. Or just say the word. Just say the word you need.
There's only one bell now, so
I'm probably going to get to it faster than Conrad from running around. No, but
yeah, yeah.
All right. So we'll just jump in, right?
Yeah, just jump in. Yeah.
Okay.
Smoke meat every day.
It's smoke weed every day.
You don't know that one, Pete?
I don't know that one.
Snoop Dogg. I don't know if that's Snoop actually.
I mean, I smoke a ton of weed, so I'm surprised I didn't get that.
I have a feeling we're not in Menicani anymore.
We're not in Kansas anymore.
Kansas, yeah, yeah. You're a huge disappointment, Harry.
You're a wizard, Harry.
Wizard, yeah, yeah.
What's that?
Harry Potter.
No, I'm not going to ever... Listen, all I do is smoke weed and watch Harry Potter, and I still miss both of those. So
I'll give you a couple more. This is one of my favorite ones. This one was written by my friend Ian. Shout out to Ian if you're listening.
I love this game.
The name's Balls. James Balls.
Bond. James Bond. That's going to be Lance. Hey, when we come back, Con, play the Lance Barber thing. Good. You'll get a kick out of this.
I did not have a timeshare with that woman.
I did not have...
An affair?
No. Sexual relations.
Sexual relations, yeah.
We're going Clinton.
Yeah. We're going Clinton, yeah.
All right. Sam Wargula is here. We'll have a few more minutes with Sam. He'll help us close the show down. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwab, but we are coming right back. Don't go anywhere. Just another night, another vision of love. You feel joy, you feel pain, because nothing will be the same. Just another night, it's all that it takes to understand the difference between lovers and fakes. So baby,
you're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Lance Barber, and you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabbles.
We are in the middle of playing Sam's game here. We'll get back to that. We've got a Steady Eddie text here. He says... Pete, my three favorite characters in a Christmas movie or TV special: Scrooge, played by George C. Scott in A Christmas Carol; George Bailey, played by Jimmy Stewart in It's a Wonderful Life; Charlie Brown, played by himself in a Charlie Brown Christmas. Steady Eddie. Great work, Steady Eddie. Thank you, buddy. Hey, Con, I missed a text. Can you find that text? Somebody said something about Charlie Brown. There it is. Never mind. Melissa from Willie Street. I didn't want to leave out Melissa. She says, Linus from Charlie Brown Christmas. He was always the voice of reason. Very well done, Melissa. Thank you. Great stuff. Thank you for your text, everybody. Thank you to Matt Doherty. Good luck with the snowshoe race tomorrow. That sounds excruciating. James Ronde, thank you for making the popcorn pick of the week. And Sam, we've still got a few more minutes with Sam here, but thank you for all of your texts and calls. Always more fun when you guys participate. Tomorrow night on the show, we have a young judo champ, Ilian Hoskins, will be here. Ilian is like 13 or 14, and he can take all three of us.
Oh, yeah, easily.
Without a doubt. We'll have Ilian on tomorrow at 5:35. Then we've got a little Bear-Packer talk. It's going to be a little adversarial, folks. I promise I'll keep my cool. I hope Conrad can keep his.
We've got
Gray Gunderson and Parker Olson and Dom Lee. Dom is going to be on my side. Dom and I are both native Chicagoans, and the rest, the other three, including Conrad, will be arguing the Packers case. So that could be fun. You guys could get in on that tomorrow. Well, actually, we're pre-recording it.
I mean, we could still answer questions afterwards.
We could. So send us your Bear Packer questions, folks. We'll break it down for you. And then Terry Bauer. It's a Bar Band Friday night. That's tomorrow night on Nightlight. All right. So, Sam.
Yeah.
Do you have more questions, or did we pass?
I can take you
colors?
Through a whole nother game. I got about 10 more of those quotes if you want them.
You got about 4 minutes.
You want a harder acting game, or do you want to just do some more quotes?
You lay it on us. We are ready anything.
This is a really fun one that we had some of our theater friends run through.
Okay.
So basically what's going to happen, Pete, we're gonna show off your acting chops. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
I'm going to give you a quote, and I want you to say it.
All right.
And just say it straight, and then I'm going to give you a direction. And I want you to say that same quote with this new direction. Does that make sense?
You got it.
We're going to do this over and over again.
Bring it.
So your quote is, I'm king of the world.
I'm king of the world.
Okay, I like that.
Okay.
But give me a little more.
King of the world.
Oh, boy, you're not going to like this next one. Give me a little more.
I'm king of the world.
Beautiful. Now do it with jazz hands.
I'm king of the world.
Now do it like you're in a soap opera.
King of the world.
That was pretty good. I felt something there. I felt
the
it.
The best I can hear, Sam. Yeah. Give Conrad some of these.
Conrad, you want a King of the World?
No, I do not.
how about like it's your dirty little secret?
Say that.
Say King. I'm King of the World. Like it's your dirty little secret.
I'm the King of the World.
Then you just make
Am
that
I
face
doing
that
this right, Sam.
You're doing this.
Would the growlings have kicked me out on the street by now?
I have no idea. I never entered. I've got two more.
Okay.
Like you ate the wrong dessert at Snoop Dogg's birthday party.
Oh. I thought that green stuff was a salad.
That works.
Because the weed, right? Get it?
That's what we were going for. Yeah.
Nothing. You guys are sitting there looking at me like.
Like you're a professional wrestler delivering a monologue.
What's the monologue?
Doesn't matter. You're a wrestler.
Friends. Romans. Countrymen. I come here to bury Caesar, not to praise him. How's that?
That was great. But then you got to say, I'm king of the world.
Oh, I'm still doing that
line?
You're
still doing the line, yeah.
And I'm the king of the world.
And that's the whole bit. Usually we have three guests on stage.
Okay.
And they're each given a different direction. It's like, so-and-so did this, and now I want you to do it more.
Dude, this is so fun. I am definitely coming to your show at the Spirit House.
Yeah, tickets.
And I am going to get so drunk.
Tickets available this coming week. Hopefully this Monday coming up.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, we're hoping to sell out again. Make sure you get your tickets right away. We sold out pretty early last time.
How much are the tickets for you to comp me?
For me to come, how many buttons worth of?
Listen, I like the button, Sam, but no, I'm kidding. So you got a couple more questions? We can squeeze a couple in for Con. I like when Conrad's involved too.
Well, let's see. I can take you through some more quotes.
All right.
Let's see what I got here.
Yeah, quotes.
So correct this quote.
Okay.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give to charity.
A damn.
Easy.
Yeah.
Point.
Would you have gotten that one, Con?
I don't think so.
Conrad's like, I'm barely listening.
This is going to be a harder one. I'm just Steve Irwin standing in front of a stingray asking him to love her.
Oh, yeah. What is that? I'm just a girl.
I'm just a boy standing in front of a girl.
Oh, I'm just a boy
very
standing
close.
In front of a girl. Okay.
That's very close.
Deep down, I just want to be a girl. Okay.
That's why they call them crushes. If they were easy, they'd call them yo mom.
Conrad's Googling.
I don't know.
I don't know.
If they were easy, they'd call them something else. I honestly don't know where that quote is from. One of my people wrote that one.
Was it a crush? Did you say crushes?
They call them something else. I don't know. Call them something. Here's an easy one.
Okay.
Float like a balloon, sting like a scorpion.
Butterfly, baby. No. Right. Wait. Float like a butterfly, like a bee.
Sting like a bee. Yes.
Okay.
All right. I got two of my favorite ones here.
All right. Let's try to get through two.
You think the gay community is your ally? You merely adopted the gay community. I was born in it, molded by it. I didn't see a heterosexual couple until I was already a man. Until then, but by then, it was nothing but blinding. This is from The Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, wow. All right. I think we...
You
got a really quick one?
I got a quick one. Okay. We'll have sexual relations with that bridge when we come to it.
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
We'll have sexual relations with that dog. Let me come to it.
Oh, my God.
That's a quote.
That's a quote from who?
I don't know. I just made that one up. That was the switch.
Thanks, Sam. This is fun. Thank you for being here.
What a quote to end on.
And really just alerting the FCC to us. Okay. Sam Wargalow, ladies and gentlemen, check out Radio for Pets. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba saying goodnight, Wisconsin. Never you mind the exercise. We got lots of time. We can't quit till we get to the other side.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.